Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Well, I'd be doggone if I wouldn't work all day, baby.
That's the late, great Marvin Gaye bringing us back 7 till the hour. Time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it? Folks, thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with one of my favorite people, Paul Sarvadi, chairman of the board, CEO, co-founder of Insperity. That's Insperity.com. By the way, don't forget their golf tournament's coming up next weekend in the Woodlands outside of Houston, the Insperity Championship. Go to InsperityChampionship.com. You can find out more about that. A lot of exciting stuff going on there. Paul, thanks again for hanging out with us. I'd like you're a national company. Your business is all over the country. You also have some international footprint too that you've more recently. So, and I know that you travel around the world. You've got some pretty good perspectives as a CEO of a publicly traded company. Give my audience a little bit of your idea on the U.S. economy for as it is and how you think it's going to be for the rest of this year.
Well, we have a pretty good view into at least one major segment of the economy, and that is the small to medium-sized business community, Jim, because we, you know, as an HR department for small and mid-sized companies, we actually are able to see the employment changes and mm-hmm. the average pay of employees, the commissions that are being paid to the sales staff of our customers, so we can get a little bit of a view into the pipeline of new business. We can see overtime rates as a percentage of base pay to understand how much capacity is being used. And I wish I had great news on that front, but the reality is that to whatever degree we're having a recovery, it is certainly a recovery that's far less dynamic than historical recoveries out of recession. So in my view, we're pretty much bouncing along the bottom, you know, good months and bad months. And there's some pretty systemic issues that are limiting growth right now.
Mm-hmm. I'm running into people, even if they're having a good year themselves, they've got a little bit of a wry smile on their face as if, you know, I'm doing well, but I don't trust it.
Yeah, it's a winners and losers economy. If you are in a position to where you are able to, you know, focus on what you do and what you do well and work and have a good strategy, you can be successful today. That mm-hmm. is certainly true, and it's certainly always true in small business. But you get a lot of help from a tailwind. That's right. The reality of it.
Yeah.
So you really do have to make it happen.
There doesn't seem to be any national momentum feeling, does there, right now?
No, and that's really true. But what you have are some governors on the economy. I mean, if you look back over the last few years and just put up fuel prices against economic mm-hmm. growth, you'll see that there's a direct relationship. And, you know, in this spring, when you see the highest fuel prices we've ever had for that time of year,
right,
you see an automatic slowing of the economy.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also have, of course, that we're in an election year, and that is another factor that puts a pause in, certainly in the business side of the sector, because when you don't know what your tax rates are going to be, you don't know what the future is for health reform,
right,
and all these other you know, the growth of government and the role government will play in business is very unclear. If we stay on the track we've been on, the rules of the game are changing dramatically.
In 2009, I started talking about and writing about the concept of uncertainty and how much of an impact it was having on the recovery. And here we are 3 years later, Paul. And I could repurpose all those words that I used 3 years ago about uncertainty. What do you think?
You really could, because very few things have got any clarity since that time. Even health reform that was passed, you know, 2 years ago, had to pass it to see what was in it.
Mm-hmm.
We're 2 years into it, and what's in it is so vast and still uncertain.
Small business owners.
In terms of how it gets implemented, it's really a great degree of uncertainty coming out of that one piece of legislation.
Small business owners don't like what they see and of what they know of Obamacare, and they're frightened of what they don't know. And that's the uncertainty. We've got to get some clarity with this, and we've got America needs to return to what makes it exceptional. Something else, Paul, the world needs America to be exceptional, don't you think?
Well, there's no question about that. This is a, you know, when you have a worldwide crisis, there's a leadership vacuum, and we certainly have that today.
And America, step up and do that, folks. This is a critical year. This election year is critical for America. Paul, thank you for the time today. Good job. We'll see you next time.
All righty. Thank you, Jim.
Congratulations on all the great success you've had, especially with the golf tournament. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.